Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. You're tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, the new show that gives you the facts straight, with just enough wit to keep your coffee from going cold. Today, we're talking about everything from local sports victories to upcoming events you won't want to miss, plus a look at our always interesting Sierra weather, because around here, sunshine and thunderstorms are basically neighbors. And before we dive in, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Our Water Works Car Wash in Bishop. Keep your ride cleaner than a freshly fallen Sierra snowflake without the frostbite. We got breaking news out of Bishop this afternoon. According to Bishop Police, a crash at the north end of town forced the temporary closure of Highway 395. Officials say a semi-truck collided with several parked cars and even struck the awning of Mahogany Smoke Meats. Though the scene caused quite a bit of chaos along the highway, the driver was the only person injured during the crash. Crews worked diligently to clear the area, and it has since been reopened. A lane remains closed to the northbound traffic, so use caution if driving through the area. A big thank you to Sierra Wave for providing footage of the incident, helping us bring you the latest updates as they unfold. We'll continue to monitor the situation and share new information as it becomes available right here on Eastern Sierra Now. Lightning-driven wildfires in the Sierra Nevada are bringing smoke into Alpine, Mono, and Inyo counties, a pattern expected to persist through the remainder of the summer and into the fall. Air quality can shift rapidly depending on weather conditions. You can check current conditions and health advisories on the GBUAPCD website or through AirNow's NowCast AQI. Low-cost sensors and local visibility can also offer helpful clues about smoke levels. Smoke can be especially hazardous for children, older adults, pregnant individuals, and anyone with heart or lung conditions, causing symptoms like coughing, wheezing, eye and throat irritation. Prolonged exposure may further raise risks of infections or cardiovascular strain. To protect your health, avoid outdoor activity during smoky periods, reduce effort when air quality is poor, and keep indoor spaces cleaner by closing windows and using air conditioners on recirculate if possible. If indoors becomes uncomfortably hot, consider relocating temporarily. Properly fitted N95 respirators can offer protection, but cloth masks or poorly fitted ones do not. If smoke or related symptoms trouble you or your family, contact your primary care provider or seek immediate medical attention if necessary. In arts news, Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater is now accepting auditions for its 2025-26 season, productions of Clybourne Park, Driving Miss Daisy, and The Cottage. Meanwhile, Sierra Classic Theater's upcoming season will be including Murder Mystery, directed by yours truly, and A Doll's House Part 2. Auditions will be held next Monday and Tuesday, September 8 and 9, starting at 6 p.m. at the Mammoth High School. Some positions are already filled, but those interested can see which roles are still open on the respective websites. Whether you're a seasoned performer or an enthusiastic newcomer, this is your chance to be part of the Eastern Sierra's vibrant theater scene. Here in Bishop, we know dust. We know dirt. We know the one seagull who always seems to find your windshield. But don't worry, our Waterworks Car Wash has you covered. Whether it's a quick rinse or a deep clean or just a chance to let the kids marvel at the rainbow soap, our Waterworks Car Wash is your one-stop shine shop. Your car deserves better than the garden hose and a bucket. Treat it right, because let's face it, a clean car just drives happier, and so do you. Our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop shine so bright, even the Sierra sun gets jealous. The town of Mammoth Lakes is developing a new Parks and Recreation Master Plan to guide the area's parks, facilities, and recreational programs for the next decade and beyond. The plan will include updated goals and policies, analyses of current needs and services, and action-oriented roadmap, including conceptual site plans for future growth. A newly formed PRMP Advisory Committee comprising town council members, recreation commissioners, representatives from Mammoth Lakes Recreation Tourism Planning, and the school district, and three community at-large members will oversee a transparent, collaborative process. Interested residents are encouraged to apply to serve on the committee via the town's online application. The deadline to submit applications is 5 p.m. on Friday, September 19th. Manzanar National Historic Site will host Gardens for Peace events on September 20th through the 21st as part of a larger North American initiative tied to the International Day of Peace. On Saturday, September 20th at 9 a.m., attendees will gather at Merritt Park for a rose planting event. Tools and supervision will be provided. Or participants may bring a hybrid tea rose to plant in honor of someone special. The evening, a no-host welcome reception will be held at the Alabama Hills Cafe Bar in Lone Pine, Sunday, September 21st. Features several guided tours at 9 a.m., tours of three early Japanese gardens, including Barracks, Mess Hall Gardens, Block 15 and Block 9, 11 a.m. tour of Arai Pond, and Merritt Park Gardens. Noon, lunch and an informational discussion at Merritt Park, 1 p.m. Dedication of Hiroshima descendant trees, 1:30 p.m. Tour of additional gardens, including Children's Village and Historic Orchards. These gardens were originally created by incarcerated Japanese Americans during World War II at Manzanar. They remain powerful symbols of hope and resilience. Participants should wear sturdy shoes, bring water snacks, and a bag if they like to take home some historic Manzanar pears. Chairs and a porta potty will be available at Merritt Park. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. All right, let's take a look at the events happening around the Eastern Sierra this week. Up first, Eastern Sierra Pool will be holding its weekly pool tournament at Distant Brewing tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Also tonight, Minaret Cinemas will be holding another showing of Girl Climber, a film about professional climber Emily Harrington. Tonight, starting at 7:30 p.m., tickets are $12.95. Tomorrow, Mammoth will be holding their Trashy Thursday event at the Main Street Promenade, starting at 5 p.m. Dancers can also enjoy a salsa dance class with Hallie Vickers tomorrow at C5 Studios starting at 6 p.m. Additionally, beginners can enjoy some extra practice learning foundational movements with a salsa dance for beginners class starting at 5 p.m. Back up in Mammoth, Matt Clark will be performing live at Distant Brewing tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. On Friday, check out the free Panem Crater Geology Walk starting at 9 a.m. at the Panem Crater Trailhead. Lastly, an All About Black Bears pop-up table will be present at the Mammoth Welcome Center Friday from 12 to 2. Remember to visit easternsierranow.com/events to learn more about the local happenings or just download the brand new mobile app. You might not be able to download it just yet, but give it a day. You're going to like it. Super simple, super awesome. All right, mountain biking enthusiasts, your Mammoth Mountain Bike Report is here. And yes, you heard it right. Nearly all of the park's legendary trails remain open. That means a full spectrum of riding thrills, whether you're discovering cruising flow or chasing full throttle downhill glory, is available right now. Roughly 40% of trails are categorized as easiest or intermediate, 37 as advanced or expert, and 15% reserved for the pro level daredevils. Remember, helmets are mandatory. Half shell helmets may do for easiest trails, but full face helmets are strongly recommended for immediate and more advanced lines. With nearly all trails open, the park delivers that unbeatable variety from smooth beginner flow to rugged pro terrain, meaning there's truly something here for every rider. The trail system is built for learning. Start mellow and ramp up at your own pace. A great formula whether you're a newbie or sharpening your skills. So get out there and have some fun before the summer season ends at Mammoth Mountain.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Yeah. Next, we have sports coverage brought to you by the Back Alley Bowling Grill, as always, serving up local victories as hot and satisfying as their house-made wings. Last week's action saw the Broncos volleyball team facing off against Lone Pine and Burroughs. Varsity came away with mixed results. A solid win over Lone Pine in three sets, but then a three-set loss to Burroughs. Standouts include Riley Van Ness leading in aces and assists, while Maddie Benninger delivered top kills. The JV team also took on Burroughs for their first match. The team hustled, but ultimately fell in two sets. In tennis play, the Broncos hosted Golden Valley last Friday. They put up a strong fight, taking home their first victory against the high school 5-4. Two of their points came from doubles victories. Standout doubles players include Aubrey Frechette and Liam Morrison, Kinley Romero and Avery McGraw. In singles, Kinley Romero, Harshvi Rauji, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, and Sina Pope had strong wins against their opponents, adding 3 points for their team. Coach Cummings praised her team's performance, happy to see how the team's effort in practice has paid off. And over in football, the varsity team pulled off a dramatic 19-17 win over Mission Prep, evening their record to 1-1. Standout players in the game include Hunter Daly, Levi Durr, Emery Dondero, Chucky Delgado, David Smith, and Malachi Oreck. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. Whether it's a hard-fought rally or a vaulting touchdown, the Broncos are bringing the heat, just like Back Alley Bowl and Grill, and their grill's legendary burgers. Keep bringing that Bronco spirit, and drop by for the wings, just as fiery. Ready to ride the weather wave through midweek? Here's your Wednesday to Friday forecast for two of our favorite spots, Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Let's dive in. Starting in Bishop, today is a classic sun then shade situation. Morning sunshine bows out for growing cloud cover. Expect a warm peak of 90, with the evening cooling off to 57. Tomorrow, Bishop brings plenty of sunshine, topping out at a toasty 92 and a mild 58 overnight. As on Friday, expect partly sunny skies with a high 91, low of 53. Up in Mammoth, today brings a mixed bag. Morning peekaboo sunshine turns into afternoon clouds with a chance of thunder and a smoky twist from nearby fires. Highs 70, lows 42. Tomorrow, expect more partly sunny skies, but another afternoon thunderstorm looms. Keep an eye out for flash flooding. We'll hit 73 before dipping to 41. Friday is here to flip the script. Partly sunny and just beautiful with a high around 73 and a crisp low of 39. And that's your midweek highlight reel. Bishop heating up, Mammoth cooling off, but bringing sweet clouds and that smoky drama. Whether you're hiking, biking, sipping a latte, or just sinking into your couch, remember, layers are your best friend. Stay sharp, stay dry, keep enjoying that fresh Eastern Sierra air, smoke filtered or not. That wraps up today's roundup of news, events, and everything Eastern Sierra. Remember, if you want to stay connected to what's happening in your backyard, don't just watch, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the notification bell and follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, Instagram, and all the socials. Big thanks again to our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop for sponsoring today's show. Because nothing says, I've got it together, like a car that sparkles in the Sierra sun. Is that what my problem is? My truck is dirty as hell. I'm Jesse Steele, and we'll see you right back here next time. Same mountains, new stories. And again, thank you, Jason Brown at Sierra Wave, for coverage of that accident today.